welcome to Beer Mail episode number 26 of
Brutal Battle. And this time we're getting beer mail from someone we've never gotten it from before. And that is a coworker of mine. Shout out to Dan Isom. Thank you very much, Dan. And this is also interesting because these are all non-alcoholic beers, because Dan, just like us, have been getting into non-alcoholic beers lately. Because as Dan was actually explaining it to me at one point, he was saying that basically something's kind of shifted technology-wise, or process-wise, I should actually say, as far as making non-alcoholic beers. They've apparently figured something out, or some breweries have figured out how to not have that kind of like plasticky taste on the non-alcoholics. So that's why like Athletic Brewing, the beers that we've tried kind of recently have been really good, including their Blueberry Mosaic, which was
so good.
It was like a limited like pilot beer for just January, and we happened to order it, and it's the best that I've ever had.
Yeah, best non-alcoholic beer I've ever had.
Really, really good. But we have three in front of us from Dan. We've not had any of these before. Yeah. One of them is Athletic, but the other two are breweries we've never had non-alcoholics from before. So this should be very exciting and interesting. So again, thank you, Dan. I really appreciate this. So let's just jump into the first one. These are all 12-ounce cans. As far as I know, they only do 12-ounce cans for non-alcoholics.
That's all I've seen, too.
I've never seen, like, a 16 or anything
I'm
like that.
I'm not mad about it.
I mean, that's fine, but... Okay, so this one is from Sierra Nevada Brewing. Obviously, they're out of Chico, California, but also out of Mills River, North Carolina. This is their Trail Pass IPA. Non-alcoholic, obviously. I didn't know they were doing non-alcoholic, so when he gave this to us, I was like, oh, Sierra Nevada's doing it.
Yeah, I think I saw them at Wegmans when we were just there.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think. Well, Wegmans has a lot of non-alcoholic.
Yeah, they've started to have, like, more and more. They definitely have Athletic. I've seen them have Partake.
Yeah.
They do have the Hop Waters as well. I've seen them having the Sierra Nevada Hop Waters. I've also seen that they have the Lagunitas Hop Water. Yeah. So, yeah. The stuff is growing. It's gaining a lot more traction, which is great. It looks very clear, very orange-yellow. I mean, it looks like an IPA. It's got a decent head to it, but then again, you know, we pour more agitated because our old bodies don't need all that carbonation. Like, it smells dank.
It smells orange. Orangey.
I get like an earthy... Like, I get a little bit of, like, a pininess, but I get, like, another kind of, like, dirt earthiness that you can end up getting with some, like, more dank-type IPAs.
It's not, like, robust on the nose.
No.
I feel like most non-alcoholic beers aren't, like, super robust on the nose.
Yeah, for the most part.
They're a little more subdued.
Yeah, this one's definitely got, like, a nice little oranginess going on. Slight pine on the... underneath.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really smell any of the plasticiness, which is good. That's solid.
Yeah. It's not like super flavorful, but it's flavorful enough. And it definitely reminds me of a beer.
Yeah. It's just a really like easy sipping kind of lower level IPA is what it tastes like. And I'm not getting that plastic.
I'm not getting
stuff.
The plastic at all. And this is really good. It's very refreshing.
Wow.
Okay. It's very light. It has a little bit of that Naked Cheerio finish on the end, I think.
Yeah, that graininess.
Which I like.
Yeah, malt grain. Malt grain really peeking through at the end, for sure.
Definitely getting that orange citrus burst.
Yeah. It's definitely orangey citrusy, but yeah, it's kind of like lower level. But also, this is... Let me see if I can see. The date coding on it is... undecipherable, basically. It is day coded, but it's one of those like codes that basically only they know what the code is, in essence.
It's like,
so,
why bother?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, this is actually
like
quite good for a non-alcoholic IPA. It tastes like a, you know, easy drinking IPA.
I'm assuming all of these are going to be somewhat good
because Dan wanted us to try them.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't know. Although we gave him, what did we get? We gave him something.
The Best Day Kolsch, which is really good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And what else did we give him? One of the all-out stouts by, well, they just call it a dark beer by Athletic.
That's just the coffee one,
the first ride.
The first ride is good.
Yeah.
The coffee. All-out I've been drinking a lot more of because you don't really can't consume coffee. And I think that I enjoy it because it's something different to sip at night. Yeah. But it does have a little plasticky taste.
Yeah, a little bit. But it is good.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one we have is a West Coast style IPA.
And this is by Athletic. And it is just called Tucker's.
Tucker's. That's Tucker's it. West Coast style IPA, I suppose. Where's Athletic out of again? I always forget. Like, we ordered
Milford,
from
Milford, Connecticut, and San Diego, California.
Okay, there you go. Got it.
Yeah.
That's right. Two locations. Got it. Okay. It's always weird to me, like, doing non-alcoholic beers because, like, when we go over them, there's, like, certain things that we always hit, and alcohol is one of them, and we never have to do it, so I always feel like I'm missing something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't have to say alcohol level because it's non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
All right. Here's for you.
I know, when you read the first one, I was like, never mind. Like, you know what I mean? I was thinking, he forgot the ABV, but...
And they're like, no. Oh, and by the way, I'm just going to, because I'm thinking about it right now, mention that we're going to have another beer mail episode with three more non-alcoholic beers from Dan. He gave us a whole six pack of different non-alcoholics, so, yeah. So this one, yeah, this looks similar.
But it's maybe a little more, a little, like... haze to it.
Yeah, there's a little haze to it. It's a little more orange than the Trail Pass IPA, but yeah, kind of similar. Mm.
This smells like a West Coast IPA.
Yeah. It's juicy.
It's kind of stinky. It's like dank and stinky.
It's got some of that cat pee smell that you can get from hoppy beers.
Yeah.
Definitely has that. I'm getting a little bit of that plasticiness, but it's not, I think it's being covered up for the most part by that really juicy smell. It's very citrusy.
Yeah.
Like juicy citrus.
This is like one of the most robust noses I've tasted on a non-alcoholic that I
can get
remember.
Some mango out of this.
Yeah.
Mango, passion fruit as well.
I don't really like the nose.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but it's like mango, passion fruit, orange, cat pee.
Yeah.
But I don't hate the nose. It's not like my favorite nose, but I don't hate the nose. We'll see how the flavor is.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah, it's not like super impressing me. I think I like the Trail Pass IPA
more.
Yeah,
I significantly like the Trail Pass more. But I think this is still drinkable. But I think that, for me, I think Athletic has other better beers out there that are non-alcoholics.
Yeah, I agree with that. I see, I mean, this does taste like West Coast style IPA, though. There is a significant bitterness on the finish. And it's, like, at first, having your palate adjust to it, it seems like, oh man, that's pretty bitter. But after, like, my third sip, I'm like, no, that bitterness is pretty good with where it is. It's more of, like, a dehydrated orange type flavor. Mixed with, like, a little bit of, like, an earthy mango note.
Yeah, it's kind of grown on me the more I'm drinking it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Well, I think it's probably because those first few sips you're getting used to where the bitterness level is, especially in comparison to the Trail Pass IPA. Yeah.
The Trail Pass is definitely easier to drink.
Oh, yeah. Way easier.
Tucker's is a little more, I guess, aggressively hoppy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, West Coast style IPA, that's how it typically is. Honestly, for a non-alcoholic style West Coast IPA, I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I am down with it.
Yeah, it's definitely growing on me.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those ones that the more you sip it, the more you're like, oh, okay, you know, I'm settling into this beer. It's pretty solid. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, solid. I like Trail Pass more. And this last one should be interesting.
I'll let you introduce this one because this is... Like, it's a dark beer. This is your thing.
I do like dark beers, especially this time of year. Although is it just Go Brewing?
Yeah, Go Brewing, literally. Where are they out of? Chicago or something?
Maybe it's a suburb of Chicago. It's Naperville.
Okay.
Or Naperville.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Okay.
Go Brewing. And it is Donut Kill My Vibe. non-alcoholic maple bacon dark brew.
So obviously this sounds very interesting. We've had maple bacon beer in the past. It's been a long time. It'll be very interesting to see what that ends up being as far as a non-alcoholic goes. Dan has told me that Go Brewing is really good. He's really been liking the athletic stuff, but then he told me about Go Brewing that he tried, and he was like, their stuff is also very good. So this will actually be our first time trying any Go Brewing. So that's awesome.
And what's so nice about non-alcoholic beers is like you can easily get them shipped to you.
Yeah, I know. That is like, one of the biggest perks. It's like you don't have to go to a liquor store. You can just be like, go to the website, pay for it. It's showing up at my house.
Yeah, makes it much easier. And it says there's hints of vanilla in this.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Okay, well, let's... I don't know. This one... I'm a little nervous about this one from a flavor standpoint. Because I don't fully know how I feel about maple bacon in the first place. Like, in real life, not in beer.
Oh, it smells good. It's obviously looks dark.
Looks like a... Yeah.
I'm getting the maple.
I'm definitely getting the bacon. There's, like, a saltiness to the nose. And, like, that fatty bacon smell.
And it smells creamy to me, though.
Yeah. It actually does smell very interesting.
I think it smells good.
It does smell good.
And then you're like, you're getting like the dark roasty malt.
It's like sweet and it's salty and it's umami because of like the bacon fat.
A little smoke.
Yeah, definitely. There is like a smokiness. I'm assuming it was like smoked bacon, I guess. And I get a bit of that vanilla.
Yeah, I do too.
I do get
like a little, kind of like a little sweetness to it.
And there's like a coffee note in there as well from the darker base.
I like it. It smells really good to me.
It does smell good. Let's go in. Ooh.
That's really good.
It's very thin though. That's the weird thing about it.
Yeah, I wonder if it's hard to make a non-alcoholic beer with a lot of body because I don't think I've had one. I think it's good. It's really smooth.
This is very good. I'm actually really impressed with this.
The flavors, like, you're getting the sweetness, you're getting the maple from this, like, the sweetness from the maple, and you're getting the vanilla, and then there's just, like, a sweet saltiness. I mean, I know it's bacon because it says bacon on the label, but I don't know if I would actually pinpoint that's definitely bacon.
Yeah. I get a lot more of the vanilla in the flavor than I do in the nose, which I'm good with. Like, I like that. Like, dark beers with vanilla, wonderful for me. Mm. You definitely get that bacon, but it's not too much. It's not making things weird. It's complementing the sweetness pretty well with that kind of umami fattiness and that saltiness. So, yeah, I do really like where they ended up with this. And the maple, I feel like the vanilla I can perceive more than the maple in it, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I think for me, the maple is just imparting like a sweetness.
Mm-hmm. And then at the finish, I get like this kind of like ashy, dark flavor good on the end.
It tastes like a beer. Like, I'm not, I can't perceive any of that like plastic, like weird non-alcoholic-y taste.
Yeah, sometimes. Me neither.
This is really good. I'd be interested in trying more of their stuff.
Yeah. They have like a variety pack that you can get online. So maybe we want to go ahead and do that.
I'm going to check that out as soon as we're done recording.
Yeah, this beer is very impressive. Like you, I don't think I would know that this wasn't an alcoholic beverage if someone just had me try it and didn't say anything. The only thing is maybe I would think something's up because it is really thin. It's really thin. Almost a little too watery, but the flavor is so good.
The flavor is there.
The flavor is very good. This is very impressive.
Like for me, I can bypass, I guess is the right word. The thinness because the flavor is so good.
You know what this makes me want? This same base beer, but do it as a churro. Like some vanilla, some cinnamon. That would be awesome. Like a churro style one. Maybe they've done that before. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to look into it. But yeah, these were good. I didn't dislike any of them. That's great. So thank you very much, Dan. That's awesome. Can't wait to try the other three for the next episode. Yeah. That'll be great.
Are we ranking these?
Oh yeah, we should. Definitely. Okay. I think we're probably both going to have the same first place.
Go ahead.
I need to go back and try the Trail Pass again. And then the Tuckers. Okay.
Go ahead.
You want me to go first? So actually my number three is going to be the Trail Pass IPA. Trying them again and how you just keep sipping on the Tuckers, it really does grow on you. So the Sierra Nevada Trail Pass IPA is my number three. My number two is the Athletic Tuckers West Coast Style IPA. Quite good. It does taste like a West Coast Style IPA. And then my number one is going to be the Go Brewing Donut Kill My Vibe, the non-alcoholic maple bacon dark brew, basically stout. But that's very impressive.
And the can art, it's very tasty. The can art on that is just like all these donuts, which looks really cool. And it's a black can.
Yeah, it's a black can. I always think that like the black cans are like mostly black labels. Like Elder Pine is like a black label a lot with like gold lettering. Like, those things just look, like, sleek. They look sophisticated.
It's, like, sexy.
Okay. Calm down. Calm down.
So, mine's a little bit different. My number three is the Tuckers. My number two is the Trail Pass. And then my number one is the Do Not Kill My Vibe.
Okay. I mean, the Tuckers and the Trail Pass are really close for me. So, you know. On a different day, maybe I switch them. I don't know, but...
Yeah, it's a good lineup, though.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. I'm going to enjoy sipping on these. But thanks, everyone, for checking this episode out. Stay tuned for the next Beer Mail episode. That would be awesome. And until next time.
Keep it brutal.